Daf is Daf Tadiches. We need to backtrack a little bit on Tzadi Zayin. We have been discussing a machlokis about if it's a, let's go, I guess, from Ein Yodea. Go to the Gemara, I guess. Tzadi Zayin and Mabez, right when the Gemara begins. Shmas Mina, we learned from the Mishnah, Mana Libi Yodech, Vahala Omer Ein Yodea Chayef. The Mishnah told us if a guy claims you owe me $100, and the person says, I don't know, Ein Yodea, maybe yes, maybe not. So he's Chayef, because you say, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, the Vad I claim is stronger than the Shema claim. So Gemara then asks, Lema Teve Tiyufta, maybe this is a Tiyufta. Our Mishnah is a problem for Shita Rav Nachman. Ditamar, the Gemara quotes a machlokas Amarayim, Mana Libi Yodich, the guy says you have $100 in mine in your hand. V'hala Omer Ein Yodea. Our very case, the guy says, I don't know. So Rav Nahuna, Rav Yehuda both say Amri Chayiv, they both say that you're Chayiv, which is in accordance with our Mishnah. But Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan Amri Potter. So they say you're Potter if the guy says Ein Yodea. So how come our Mishnah then says you're Chayiv if you say Ein Yodea? So the Gemara explains, Kedamar Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says, that our Mishnah is a case, Kigon Sheish Esek Shuah Beinayim. It is another situation where Rav Nachman says there's a Shuah between the two of them. So Hachinami, so too, our Mishnah is a case, Kigon Sheish Esek Shuah Beinayim. So Rashi explains here, Sheish Esek Shuah Beinayim. Shenis Chayiv Alo Shuah. So he's chayv to take a shvua. He makes a claim. The guy says, "You owe me money," and the guy says, "In your day, I don't know." He's not able to make a shvua. Says Rashi, "Deha in your day, kamar." When a person admits, or he said, rather, he says, "In your day, I don't know." So you can't make a shvua if you don't know anything. A shvua is supposed to strengthen a person's vade claim. The guy is a shema claim, so you can't make a shvua. So in that case, where the guy says, "I don't know." So he really should be taking a shvua. But since he can't take a shvua, so therefore he's chayiv to pay money. But in a situation where there is no shvua, and the guy says, Eina yodea, shema, so Rav Nachman holds, Eina chanami, he would be pater. So Gemara wants to know, what's the case of our Mishnah where there's a shvua that he should really be chayiv to take, but he just can't because he says, Eina yodea. Hei chidami eitzek shvua. What's our Mishnah talking about where the guy should be taking a shvua? Kidi Rava. So Gemara says, in Tadiches, Dama Rava. Mana libi yodich, you have $100 in mine in your hand. The hala omer ein lecha biyadi, the other guy says, elechamishim, you only have $50. The hashar ein yodeh, the rest I don't know. So we know the klal is modu b'mik. So the Gemara tells us based on the psukim ki huzen, parashat mishpatim ki huzen, when the guy says, I owe you half of what you're claiming or part of what you're claiming, modu b'mik, you're chayv b'shul. That's a shvua mediraisa. But when the guy says the other 50, if you say, I owe 50 and only 50, so that's modem amiktas. But if you say, I know I at least owe you 50, the other 50 that you're claiming, ein yodea, so then the Gemara has a klal, since Ashar mitoch shenu yochel lishava, since he can't take a shua, because he doesn't know about the other, he's just a shema case, you can't take a shua on a shema claim, so then, therefore, since he can't take a shua, he has to be mishalim. So our mishnah is a case where he's modem amiktas, and he's chayv a shua, but again, since he says ein yodea, he can't take the shua modem mikzas, he therefore has to pay, he's chayv to pay, that's our Mishnah. But again, in general, when the guy says ein yodea, where there is no modem mikzas, where there is no shua, Rav Nachman holds the ein yodea would be pater. So now the Gemara wants to walk through the Mishnah and see how is the Mishnah, what's the case where there's a modem mikzas in our Mishnah? The Mishnah sounds like the guy's asking for one cow and he denies the cow, or it's shal, she'ela versus schiras. Where's the modem mikzas in our Mishnah that he's really chayav to take a shvua? The Gemara explains, Mishkach hasla, our Mishnah now would make sense if the Reisha is a case bibes with two cows, and Seifa bishloshan, the Seifa is talking about three cows. How so? Reisha bishnayim, the Reisha talking about two cows, the Amarle, the Mashil, and Maschil, the guy who gave away the cows, who lent it out and rented it out. He says, Amarle, shnei paros masar tilecha, I gave you two cows. Palga the yoma b'sheila, palga the yoma b'schiris, and half the day, each cow was half a day for borrowing, and half the day was a rent. Inami, alternatively, was chad yoma b'sheila, chad yoma b'schiris, or one day, each cow was one day a sheila, one day a schiris. So that's the, remember the Mishnah had three different scenarios. So the first two scenarios are this, well, like we just said. They're two cows, and half is Sheila, half is Schiris. One day is Sheila, one day is Schiris. Umesu tervayu, bi'idin Sheila. And the Mashal says that they both died while you were borrowing it, on the half a day that you were borrowing both them, or the one day that you were borrowing both them. And we know, Mesa, you're chayiv to pay. You're chayiv to pay the Sheila. Ba'amar le Shoa, the Shoa says no. Chad, in one of them, you're right, I agree. Be'idin Sheila Mesa died while I was borrowing it, and I would be chayiv to pay you one. He's mod miktas there. But ve'idach, the other cow that you're claiming from me, lo yadona, I don't know, ibe'idin she'ela mesa, if it happened during the time of she'ela, ibe'idin shchiris mesa, if it died during the shchiris. So this is a modu miktas. He admits to one of the two, he's chayiv shvua, but since the other one he says, I don't know, so then dimitoch she'ena yachal lishava, Mishalim. Since he's not able to take a shvua for technical reasons of saying Ein Yodea, he therefore has to pay. That's our mission, where if Nachman agrees, a case of Ein Yodea would be Chayiv Tashlumin. So those are the first two scenarios of our Mishnah. The Seifa, the third scenario, is Bishlosh, is referring to three cows. How so? Darmalei, the Mashil, Maschir says to him, Shlosha Paros Nasati Lecha, I gave you three cows. Shtayim v'sheila, two of them were borrowed, v'achas b'shchiris, and one of them was rented. U'mesu hanitarte d'sheila, and the two cows that died were the two cows that were being borrowed. So you owe me two cows. Amalei, he says, Shoel in d'chad d'sheila meis. I agree, one of them died while I was borrowing it, but idach, the other one that died, lo yadana I d'sheila meis. I don't know if it died while I was borrowing it. U'dekayim b'd'shchiris, and the one that's alive is the shchiris. I owe you two cows now. Or I d'shchiris meis, or maybe it died, the one that was rented died, v'had d'kayim, the one that's alive is d'sheila hi, and I don't owe you two, I only owe you one cow. And mitoch sheni yachol lishava, since he can't take a shvua because he says ein yodei on the second cow, he therefore has to be misham. He has to pay two cows. So that's how the Gemara explains the Mishnah, the fishitas Rav Nachman, where there's an extra cow in each of the scenarios. Now the Gemara says, to make things more confusing, according to now the Rami Bar Chama, who's Rami Bar Chama, Damar, he holds arba shomim, the four shomim, tzrichen kfir b'miktas v'hoda b'miktas. You have to deny and also you have to admit part of it. Modu miktas is not enough. You also have to deny part of it. So what does that mean? So now he has to say everything at another cow in each case now, so there's a kfir. How does this work out? So Mishkachas La, now the whole Mishnah is read. If Rav Nachman holds like Rami Bar Chama, the Mishnah is the Reish is Mishkachas La B'shlosha. We have to be referring to three cows in the Reisha, the first two cases of the Mishnah. V'seifa, the third and final case of the Mishnah has to be Ba'arbat, four cows. How so? The Gemara elaborates. Reisha B'shlosha, the first two cases have three cows. Damarlei, the Mashil says to him, Shlosha Paros Nasati Lecha, I gave you three cows. Upalga the Yoma B'shela, half the day was to be borrowed. Upalga the Yoma, the second half of the day was B'shiris. That's case one. Inami. The Masha says, Chad Yoma B'shela, one day you had three cows to be borrowed. V'chad Yoma, the next day you rented. B'shiris, you rented all three cows. And the Masha claims, Umesu Shlosha Kula B'idan Shela. And all three cows, claim the Masha, died while it was being borrowed. You owe me three cows. So Amar Leh Shoa, the borrower says to him, Chada Laha Yudvar Ma'om. Firstly, one, I never borrowed from you. So that's the kfir. That's where you need the kfir from. I denied the entire cow. And Chada, the other one, in Be'idan She'ela Meis. I agree, it died. Mm-hmm. It died when while I was borrowing. So that's the Hoda. So there's a Hoda B'miktas now. The Idach, the third animal, Lo Yadana, I don't know. So that's the Ein Yodea case. I be'idin she'ela meis, if it died while being borrowed. I be'idin shchiris meis, if it died while being rented. And since he said Ein Yodea, and this claim, mitoch she'eino yachol lishava, since he can't take a shvua because of Ein Yodea, he therefore has to be mishal, and he has to pay all three cows. So that's the ratio, the first two cases of the ratio, the fear of Nachman in the world of Rami Bar Chama. And now the safe is a case Bar Ba, referring to four cows. The Mashal says to him, Arba paros nasati lecha, I gave you four cows. Shlosha b'she'ela, three of them were borrowed, and chada b'shiris, and one of them was rented. U'mesu hanuch shlosha, the three cows that died she'ela, with the three cows that you borrowed. So Amrle Shoa, now the Shoa responds back to him and says, Shoa chada, the Shoa says to him, chada lo hayu dvar me'olam, one of them never existed. So that's the kfir for Rabbi Bar Chama that he needs. The chada, one of them, in the She'ela Mesa, I agree that one of them died while being borrowed. So that's the Hoda. So there we have Hoda B'miktas. And Idach, the third one that you're claiming from me, Lo Yadana, I don't know. The Shchiris Mesa, the Kaima, the She'ela. The one that died was the Shchiris, and the one that's alive is the She'ela. Oh, perhaps the opposite. The She'ela Mesa died while being borrowed, and the Kaima, the one that's alive, is the Shchiris. Since he says Ein Yodea, Mitoch She'enu Yachol Lishava, since he can't take a Shvua because of Ein Yodea, he therefore has to be Mishalim. So that's how you read the Mishnah according to Rami Bar Chama and Rav Nachman, putting them together. We're good? Okay. Gemara now says, the end of the Mishnah, Zelmer, Shulav, Zelmer, Schurav. Now they argue which animal died. The Mashiel says the one that died was the Sheila, and the one, the Socher, slash, Socher says, and the one that died was Schurav. So the Lacha is, Yishba HaSocher, Sheschura Mesa. So now the Socher is off the hook, since he says that, no, it died while being, while Schiris, he doesn't have to pay for Mesa. So the Mishnah says he has to take a Shavua, that what he's saying is correct. I swear that it died while Schur. So the Gemara asks, Amai, Masha Tanu Lo Hodu Lo. Why does he have to take a Shavua? That which he claims from him, the Mashal, says it's the Shela, and he says Schiris, they're not talking about the same thing. It's not apples and apples they're talking about here. There's no Hodava Mixes. Ma Shodu Lo Lo Tanu. What he admits to is not what he's claiming. It's talking about two different things. He's asking for the Shela, and he's talking about Schiris. How could he connect these two dinim? How does that result in Ramode B'mixas? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, two lines down, Amai. Masha Tanu Lohodulo, that which the Masha claims is not what the Shoel is admitting to. The Afa Gavdo Kimna Bekofer Moder Hanimila Rabbi Nachman. Even though didn't we say the whole Mishnah is a case of Modu Miktas, two cows, three cows, four cows? That's only in the world of Rav Nachman who had to establish a Mishnah, a case of Modu Miktas. Mihu Masnisin Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda Katani. The Pashtus reading of the Mishnah is like Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, that you're Pater. There is no case of a Shua here. So v'amai yishba harei ein kan hoda b'mikzas. So why would the socher slash shoel have to be taking a shvuah here? There's no mode of b'mikzas to be mechayv a shvuah. So Amar Ula, Ula says, al yedei gilgul. It's talking about a gilgul shvuah. You could piggyback off to an initial shvuah. You could add additional shvuahs on that. Why? Damarle, he says, ishtabali eza mias dikadar kamesa. Make a shvuah which one died. Umigo de mishtaba de kadarka mesa, then mishtaba named de schura mesa. But the halacha is that if anyone wants to get off the hook, Rashi explains this based on the parsha. So if a shomer chinam says it was stolen from me, I was watching something, so you have to make a shua that it's stolen. That's we said already before. He's pater. That's another chiyav shua. Modiv miktas isn't the only shua that we have in the deraisa. There's also shua as a shomer. Whenever a shomer is off the hook for something happening, a gneva vaveda for a shomer chinam, or ones for a shomer sachar. So they take a shvua. So here too, now the guy says, I'm a socher. I have a din of a shomer sachar right now. And I'm claiming mesa machbas melacha. So I need to take a shvua shomer, not a shvua modu mix, that's a shvua shomer, and then I'm off the hook. So then the mashal says to him, once you're taking a shvua that it died, machbas melacha, kedarka, so then add on to that it also, that the one that died was a shura, as opposed to the Shela. And that's the Gilgul Shua, and that's why it takes a Shua of the Schur died, as opposed to the Shula.
So he's partially admitting that because he says that the animal did die.
He agrees what happened that it died, he's just arguing which animal died.
Does that count as the partial admission?
No, because I'm claiming the Shela, which is this animal, and you're telling me it's the Schur, it's the other animal.
Okay, like
right, so this actually gets, there's a machlok, as we've shown actually, how do you define minim? What's considered one min? They're both the same, they're both a cow. Right. Why is that not? The Gemara says in Shavuos, if I ask for chita and you claim, you know, you're moda to saora, to barley, that's shnei minim, that's not the same thing. But here, it's all cow. So just because the halachas are different, it's still two cows that you ask, I'm admitting to one cow. So the Ravid says, actually, this would be a moda mixtus type of case. The Rabbi says it's not, because the fact that the dinim are different, even though the actual animal are the same, therefore the two different minim. The halachic ramifications make them define what a min is. But according to others, they say, no, actually, two animals, even though they have different halachas, one's a shiula, one's a schura, they still, since it's the same min, same animal, same species, they would be considered modu mixtus. So they have to read the Gemara a little different way than we're reading it right now.
But if it was the case where they said half the day is a loan, half the day is rented, and he admits the cow died, that's partial.
Well, no, if he's saying, no, he agreed to die, but he's claiming it died while it was rented, as opposed to, well, yeah, which is fascinating. Because it's the same exact animal in that case. Same exact animal, but since the halacha changed it, that's considered to the raminim, according to Shita's Ravid, which is a big chiddush. Okay. Gemara now says two dots. Zeh omer en yodeh, vzeh omer... In Yodea, the Mishnah told us, Yachloku, they divided up. So the Gemara tells us, Hamani, who is this? Sumchasi, this is Shita Sumchas, who argues in Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah Baba Kama, I think it is. So he says, Damar Mamon Hamutal Besafik, Chalk, and he holds in general, whenever there's a machlokas, what to do with money, the best approach is to Yachloku, divide it up. Others might say maybe it's better to leave it at status quo, don't pay anything, and then if the guy brings a raya, so then he brings a raya. But otherwise, you leave hamotzi mechaveir lav haraya. That's Shita's Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Sumchas, rather, Sumchas argues and says, no, any case of suffolk, you apply yachloku. So the Gemara now asks, Bai Rabbi Abba bar Mamel, she'ela bibailam. So let's say I borrow from Adam a cow, and I borrow his shamshas. He also works for me as well as a she'ela. And then afterwards, Sachra. And then I decide I want to hire this cow. It's so good. I want to pay him some money for it. Shelo b'baylum. But the Shas Schirus, he wasn't then helping me out. But the initial Sheila, he was. B'shas Sheila, he was there. But when I change it to a lease, now he wasn't there anymore. So Maho, what do we do? What's the din now? Is this considered Schirus b'baylum? Mi amina, do we say Sheila l'chuda kaima? Uschiris l'chuda kaima, they're both viewed as independent transactions, and since he wasn't present during Shas Schiris, it's not Schiris Bebailim, and then I would have to be chayif, I wouldn't have the p'tur of Schiris Bebailim. O Dilmor, perhaps we would say Schiris b'sheila meshech shaychi, there is some connection here, there's some transition here. Dhamma chayif b'gneva v'aveda. So even though I'm kind of I'm taking a less responsibility by paying for it now, from dropping Sheila, I have more responsibilities as Sheila to Schiris, I'm having now pater from Onsen. But since there's Shayach, I'm Chayiv, Gnev, Vaveda, both for Sheila and even now as Schiris, so there is some continuity here. And since there's Bailim in the beginning of Sheila, that can pass through the Schiris process as well. I would have the Ptur of Schiris, but Bailim, that's the Safek of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Imtim Salomar, if you want to say Schira b'sheila meshech shaychi, they are viewed as a connection, there is this flow, and therefore the bailim would be continuous even to the Shas Schira. So then the Gemara says, let's say initially Sachar b'bailim. First I rent the cow from Adam and he's with me, b'shas Schiris. And then later on we transition to a she'ela shelo b'bailim. Then I decide I want to borrow it. I don't want to pay anymore. I just want to borrow it. I have more responsibility, not have to pay for it. But he wasn't working with me or for me during the time of the she'ela a few weeks later. So what do we say here? Mahu? Do we say she'ela b'schiris v'adai lo shaycha? Schiris to she'ela is certainly not continuous because she'ela now has more responsibilities now. It's viewed as a separate transaction. O Dilmor, perhaps we say, Kevin the Shaykh of a Miksas, Kiman the Shaykh of a Kuladami. Since they are somewhat, there's somewhat of an overlap, there's some shared responsibilities, so then maybe we would view this as continuous, and I would be Chayef. So the Gemara says now further.
Than on the Bailam, right? Because you have Bailam Imo.
You would have, Bailam Imo applies to all of them, all Shomrim. In this case, you would have, in the second side, you would have the Ptur of Bailam Imo.
So you'd be putter because you'd be able to extend the bailavimo that you had from schiris to the sheila,
exactly.
Even by those things that you were never chayiv in the first place.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says imtim shalom. If you want to say lo amrinan, we don't say kevin the shaycha b'miktas kiman the shaycha b'kuladami. We don't say that at all, and therefore it's not considered sheila b'bailam. So then the Gemara says. So Sheila b'bayim, let's say initially I borrow the cow and he's there. And then Sachra Shalom b'bayim, then I rent it from him and he's not there. But then Chazer v'shalom, then a third transaction, I decide to leave the lease and just borrow it from him. So ma, what's the halacha? Hadar asile Sheila l'duchta. We now take that second Sheila, go back to the initial Sheila. We're able to do that. Do we say afsikal is schiris bene uvene? Or do we say since the schiris interrupted it, and therefore we cannot view this as a continuous flow? So the Gemara says, Maho, what's the. One second. Afsikal is schiris bene uvene. Sachra, but fine, that's one shiloh. Then let's say sachra bailam. You initially borrow, you rent it with bailam, they're there. Then Sheila, which we paskin, was not continuous, but then your chazav asacha, then you go ahead and rent it yet a third transaction. Maha, what's halacha there? Same as Suffolk. Miyamina, do we say asya la schiris leduchte? Do we say now that second schiris goes back to the first schiris, whereby there was bailim initially? Odimor, do we say here as well, afsikale sheila beinu uveine, or do we say the sheila interrupted the schiris, and we do not revert back to the initial schiris, the bailim? So these last two sfeikos, the Gemara says, take it. We don't have an answer. Sounds very interesting and intriguing, suffix. Trying to wrap your head around exactly what's going on here. I'm sure there's a lot of lumdus here. The Gemara ends off with a teku.
Tosis brings the case we had earlier by the Isha, when she brings money into her husband. We said it's mafkia, one skiris, mafkia, the other one.
Which Tosis is this? Other one here. I see that. Similar idea, where it's going through two few different stages and ownerships, has that revert back or not. Okay. Let's do the mission, and we'll stop here. The mission at the bottom says, Masnisen Hashol Es HaPara, a person borrows a cow, Vishalchalo, and the Mashal sends it off to him, Biyad Beno. So I'm lending a cow to Adam, let's say. So I send the cow in the hand of my son, Biyad Avdo, my Eved, Biyad Shlucho, a messenger. Oh, Biyad Beno, or even your son comes to retrieve it, Biyad Avdo, Biyad Shlucho, Shol, I'm giving to one of your agents. The Lach is Mesa Pater. If the animal dies along the way, so you as the shoal are pater. It's not considered yours yet until it gets to your hand. Why not? So the Rashi says, here we go, let's look at Rashi. Oh, biad beno, biad avdo, biad shlucho shel shoal, mesa pater, im mesa bederech. If it dies along the way, you as the shoal, you're not chayv until you actually receive it. And Pligi Ba says, Rashi, Rabba Rav Chista b'hagozel kama, the first perek hagozel in Baba Kama daf kuf dalet, Rav Chista metaritz lalahai shlucho de shoal, de masnisin b'schiro. When the Mishnah talks about the shliach of the shoal, it's talking about a guy who he hired to retrieve the cow for him. Ulikito, Shadar Rebbe, so a guy who lives in his house, a worker of his. Aval ein edim shushlucho. There are no witnesses that he actually appointed him to be a shliach. He's just a guy who was found in the house. He does work in the house. Why? Dika edim have a shliach. He's a real shliach. He's a real representative of the mishaleach of the shoel. And then chayv a shoel ba'onsin mishimasalo. The moment that the mashal hands the cow over to the shliach of the shoel, that's considered the yad of the shliach, of the yad of the shoel rather. It's his. He would be chai if it dies along the way. Has to be a person where he's retrieving it, but not representing the yad of the shoel. So that's why he's pater. But according to Rabba, says Rashi, Omer, afilu asa shliach beidim. Even if I, as the mashal, or the shoel rather, I appointed an agent to retrieve the cow for me, lav shliachu les chai vola ba'onsin. He's a shliach, but not to be michayiv and onsin yet. What I'm saying, who's a guy I trust? I trust this guy. If he does something wrong, then I would be responsible. He's a trustworthy guy. But to say that I'm chayv and onsin, I'm not willing to take upon my she'ela, doesn't start the moment it gets to his hand. So that's machlok, is exactly how to define the shliach here in the Mishnah. But either way, this Mishnah is telling us, I'm not chayv onsin until it gets to my hand as the shoah. But then the Mishnah says, Armin lo ashal, but if the shoal says, shal chali, I tell the mashal, send me the cow, biyad bini, send it, give it to my son when he gets to you. Or biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, or biyad bincho, you can even send it in your son's hand. Or biyad avdecho, biyad shluchach, on your agent's hand. O shamar lo hamashal, or the mashal says to him, hareini mishal chalcha, I'm sending it to you, biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, oh, I'm sending to him, biyad bincho, biyad avdecho, I'm going to hand it to your son, to your eved, biyad shluchach. And Amar lo Ashol Shalach, and he agrees to that Shlichus, in that case, Vishalcha Umesa Chayv. In that case, if the Shliach, rather if the Shoel, is willing to accept the Shlichus, then the moment it's gotten to the hand of the Shliach, whether it's the Shliach of the Mashil or the Shliach of the Shoel, it's being viewed always as the Shliach of the Shoel, and he's responsible, Chayv Ba'onsin, if something happens along the way. The same situation happens when he returns it back. If the shoel returns on his own, so he sends it, so he's still responsible until it gets back to the hand of the mashiel. But if the mashiel, if I say, I'm sending to you, and the mashiel says, okay, I'm willing to send it, have it sent to me, then the mashiel is taking responsibility. The moment I give it to a shliach, regardless of who that shliach is, whether it's my son or your son, the moment it gets that hand of the shliach, then the mashiel is responsible, and the shoel is off the hook. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day off. It seems unusual to-